Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen was asked, whilst fasting, what is the meaning of the one who kisses a young woman who is eligible for marriage to him during Ramadan? Is it a bigotry for him to make up the fast?
The Shaykh responded, this man who kissed this young woman who is eligible to marry him, without a doubt, has not practiced the wisdom behind fasting. This is because this man has committed an evil act, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who does not abandon evil talk and actions and ignorance, then Allah is not in need of him abandoning food and water. This act is disliked, and he has committed an evil and ignorant act. In fact, his fast has lost the wisdom behind it, and the reward for his fast is lessened without a doubt. However, according to the majority of the people of knowledge, this does not nullify the fast, which means we cannot order him to make up the fast. As for the one who asked the question, that he must advise the man who committed this act to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this action is haram or impermissible, and leads the heart to align with creation and forget the repentance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with that he opens himself to great fitna.
Shaykh Ibn Fawzan was asked, some people, whilst driving in their cars, begin to use bad language, leading to the abuse of others when the traffic becomes congested. So what is the ruling concerning their fast for that day?
The Shaykh responded, as for the fast, then it is correct, since impermissible statements and actions do not invalidate the fast. However, without a doubt, these actions reduce the reward of fasting. Fasting is supposed to increase the taqwa of the fasting person. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you even achieve taqwa. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 183. So Allah has explained the wisdom behind the obligation of fasting upon us, and that is to attain fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who does not abandon evil talk and actions, then Allah is not in need of him abandoning his food and drink. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the one who was fasting that should someone curse him or attempt to kill him, he should say, Inni sa'im, I am fasting. So that the one who is swearing and abusing is deterred. And by this, the one who is swearing and abusing will know that the one who is fasting has not responded because of any weakness, but rather because of piety and fear of Allah because he is fasting. And it is obligatory upon the fasting person, as well as the non-fasting person, that he be patient and persevering, not allowing these conflicting issues to affect him regardless of how he feels inside. It is confirmed from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a man said, O Messenger of Allah, advise me. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, do not become angry. And he alayhi salatu wasalam repeated this a number of times. Don't become angry, don't become angry, don't become angry. So how many people feel remorse at what they have done in anger and wish that they hadn't said or done such and such a thing while they were angry? But that which has already come to pass cannot be taken back.
Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen was asked, does backbiting and slandering during the day of Ramadan break the fast?
The Shaykh responded, backbiting and slandering does not break the fast. However, it reduces the effect of the fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may achieve taqwa. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 183. Also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who does not abandon evil talk and actions and ignorance, then Allah is not in need of him abandoning food and drink.
Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen was asked, what is the meaning of the fast of one who gives false witness?
The Shaykh responded, giving false witness or bearing witness to that which he does not know or that which he knows to be untrue is one of the most serious of the major sins. However, giving false witness does not invalidate the fast, but it does reduce its reward.
Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen has asked, does impermissible, i.e. haram speech during the day in Ramadan nullify the fast?
The Shaykh responded, if we read the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O you who believe, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may achieve taqwa, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 183, we find that the wisdom behind the obligation to fast is attaining fear of Allah, or taqwa, and worshipping Allah. Taqwa is to abandon all that is haram, all that is commanded and avoiding all that is warned against. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one who does not abandon evil talk and actions, then Allah is not in need of him abandoning his food and drink. Based upon this, it is confirmed for the one who is fasting that he should abandon all that is haram from speech and actions so as not to backbite, lie, slander, or trade in the haram. So keep away from the haram, and if a person were to keep away from the haram throughout the entire month of Ramadan, he would find himself upright for the rest of the year. Sadly, however, many people who fast do not differentiate between the time in which they fast and the time in which they are not fasting. It has become a norm whereby they indulge in haram speech, lying, cheating, and so on, and they don't feel the peace and tranquility of the fast. These actions of bad speech, etc., do not nullify the fast, but they do reduce the reward, and possibly they can deflect the reward for the fast completely, and Allah's assistance is sought.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawas asked, during Ramadan, if one was to take the pre-dinner meal, either sahur, and pray the Fajr prayer, then sleep until noon, and then pray the Dhuhr prayer, after which he would sleep until Asr, then pray the Asr prayer, and again sleep until the time of breaking the fast at Maghrib, would his fast be correct for that day?
The Permanent Committee responded, if the situation is as mentioned, then his fast is correct. However, continuing to sleep throughout the day is a waste, and it is neglect on his part, especially since the month of Ramadan is a blessed month. It is more correct that the Muslim seek benefit from that which will aid him by reading the Quran, working for halal earnings, and seeking knowledge. And with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies all success, and may Allah send prayers and salutations upon our Prophet Muhammad, and upon his family, and all of his companions.
Shaykh Ibn al-Qayyim has asked, what is the ruling concerning swimming or floating in water whilst fasting?
The Shaykh responded, there is no problem in diving into water, floating or swimming, because this is not from the things that nullify the fast. The basis for all actions are that they are permissible until authenticated evidences prove a prohibition or a disliking for that act. And there is no evidence indicating that swimming or floating in water while fasting is prohibited or disliked. However, some people of knowledge dislike this out of fear that some water may reach the throat without the person feeling it.
Shaykh Ibn al-Athaymin was asked, is it permissible to apply henna to the hair whilst fasting? Because I have heard that the use of henna breaks the fast.
The Shaykh responded, this is not correct. Applying henna while fasting does not break the fast and does not affect the fast in any way, just as kuhl, ear drops, and eye drops do not affect the fast.
Shaykh Ibn Baz has asked, a man who was fasting took a bath, and due to the strong pressure of the water, he ended up swallowing some water without intending to. Does he now have to make up this fast?
The Shaykh responded, he does not have to make up this fast because he did not intentionally swallow the water. So the legal ruling concerning this is similar to the legal ruling concerning the person who is forced to eat or drink, and it is similar to the legal ruling concerning the person who ate or drank out of forgetfulness.
Shaykh Ibn Jibreel has asked, is it permissible for one who is cooking to taste the food whilst fasting?
The Shaykh replied, there is no harm with tasting food out of necessity, and this is done by placing it on the tip of the tongue to see how sweet or sour it is. However, none of the food should be swallowed, rather it should be spat out or taken out of the mouth, and with that the fast is not nullified according to the preferred opinion, and Allah knows best.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawas asked, an imam of a masjid told me that washing the hair during the day in Ramadan breaks the fast, the reason being that water enters through the roots of the hair. What is your answer to this?
The Permanent Committee responded, washing the hair during the day in Ramadan does not break the fast, nor does water entering through the pores of the hair on the head break the fast. And the statement of this imam is wrong, since the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to wash his hair while fasting. And with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies all success, and may Allah send prayers and salutations upon our Prophet Muhammad, and upon his family, and all of his companions.
Royal Committee for Islamic Research and Fatwas asked, does cutting the hair and trimming the nails during the day in Ramadan break the fast?
The permanent committee responded, cutting the hair and trimming the nails and plucking the hair from the armpits and trimming the pubic hairs do not break the fast. And with Allah lies all success. And may Allah send prayers and salutations upon our Prophet Muhammad, upon his family, and all of his companions.
Shaykh Ibn Jibreel was asked, if someone who is fasting does that which is not permissible for one who is fasting, does it ruin his fast? And does he have to refrain from all that which breaks the fast for the rest of the day?
The Shaykh responded, anyone who does an act that breaks the fast, then we say that his fast has been nullified for that day. However, it is upon him to refrain from all else that breaks the fast for the rest of the day out of respect for this blessed month, and then he must make up his fast.
Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen was asked, what is the ruling whilst fasting of making the ritual purification, i.e. the ghusl, from a major sexual impurity, i.e. the janaba, after the fajr has entered?
The Shaykh responded, we say its ruling is that it is permissible, and his fast for that day is sound. That is because there is no harm for the one to begin his fast in a state of janaba, such that even if after the time of fajr has entered, and he then takes a ghusl, there is no harm. The time of fajr is to enter upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was in a state of janaba, after having had sexual intercourse with one of his wives. Then he is to make the ghusl and fast, and continue his fast for the rest of the day. And that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, there is no doubt about its permissibility, because he, alayhi salatu wasalam, was the best of people. And all that he did would be followed by the ummah, except if there is evidence to indicate that something is specific to him alone, and Allah knows best.
Shaykh Ibn Baz has asked, concerning the one who had days to make up from the previous Ramadan and had not done so by the time the following Ramadan arrived, is he a sinner and does he have to make an expiation or not?
The Shaykh responded, anyone who has days to make up from the previous Ramadan, then he has to make them up before the arrival of the next Ramadan. It is, however, permissible for him to delay his fast until Sha'ban, the 8th month just before Ramadan. However, if the following Ramadan arrives and he has still not made up the missed days without a valid reason, then he has committed a sin. And now he has to make up those days along with feeding a poor person for every day he has to make up, as this is what the group of companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ruled with. The amount of food required would be half a sa' for every day from that which is the norm in the country. And it is to be given to a number of people or even just one person. And as for the one who has a valid excuse for delaying and making up the fast because of illness or travel, then he is only required to make up the missed days and he is not required to feed any poor people. That is because of the generality of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever is ill or on a journey, then the same number of days which one did not fast must be made up from other days. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 185, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider of success.
Shaykh Ibn Jibreel has asked, what is required for the one who delays making up the fast of one Ramadan until the arrival of the following Ramadan?
The Shaykh responded, if this was done for a valid reason, for example, he was sick in bed for 11 months and was unable to make up the obligatory fast that was required of him, then all he has to do is make up the days missed. However, if he was negligent and was able to fast but didn't, then he has to feed a number of poor people for every day that he didn't make up as expiation for his negligence.
Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen was asked, what is the ruling regarding a Muslim who had not fasted during the month of Ramadan for many years, despite carrying out the other obligatory acts of worship upon him? Knowing he had nothing preventing him from fasting, does he have to make up that which he has missed if he makes repentance?
The Shaykh responded, the correct ruling concerning this is that he does not have to make up the fasts which he has missed if he makes repentance. This is because all acts of worship are enjoined upon the believers at stated times. So if someone intentionally delays any of them, such that the time passes without a valid reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not accept his act from him. So based upon this, there is no point in making up that which he missed. However, he should make repentance to Allah azza wa jal and increase in doing good actions. And whoever seeks Allah's forgiveness, then Allah will forgive him insha'Allah.
Sheikh Ibn Baz has asked, 10 years ago I reached puberty. So in my first year of puberty, I let Ramadan pass without fasting, and this was without a valid Islamic reason and out of ignorance about its obligation at that time. Do I now have to make up those days I missed? And do I have to do anything other than make up those days, such as offer an expiation?
The Shaykh responded, you must make up the days that you missed for that particular month which you did not fast. In addition, you must repent and seek Allah's forgiveness. Also, you must feed a poor person for every day you missed half a sa' of the food of the land, such as dates or rice, etc., if you are able to. However, if you are poor and unable to feed a poor person for every day that you missed, then nothing is required of you except fasting the days that you missed.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawas asked, I awoke one morning, half asleep, and went to the kitchen and quickly ate some food. But when I began to eat, I looked at the clock and found the time to be 4:40 a.m. The time for the Fajr prayer here in Tabuk, northern Saudi Arabia, is 4:15 a.m. So at that time, I stopped eating and began fasting. Knowing I had eaten 3 or 4 spoonfuls, do I now have to make up for this fast or not?
The Permanent Committee responded, if the situation is as mentioned, then it is obligatory upon you to make up the fast because you ate after the time of Fajr had arrived. And with Allah's success, and may Allah send prayers and salutations upon our Prophet Muhammad and upon his family and all of his companions.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawas asked, I awoke one night in the blessed month of Ramadan and drank some water that was beside my bed and then returned back to sleep. Later, when I awoke, I found that the people were returning from the Fajr prayer and the morning was bright and clear. So in this state, I began asking myself when it was that I had drunk the water. Was it before, during, or after the time of Fajr? I was half asleep, but as for the actual act of drinking, then I'm sure about that. So do I now have to wake up this fast or not?
The Permanent Committee responded, if the situation is as described, then the correct position is that you must assume that you drank at night before the time of Fajr, and your fast is therefore correct. If, however, it becomes evident to you that you drank the water after the time of Fajr entered, then you have to make up the fast for that day, and with Allah lies all success, and may Allah send prayers and salutations upon our Prophet Muhammad, and upon his family, and all of his companions.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawas asked, what is the ruling concerning a 60-year-old lady who is ignorant of the rulings of menstruation for many years? Throughout her menstrual years, she did not make up the days missed in Ramadan, thinking they did not have to be made up. This is according to what she had heard from the sayings of the people in general.
The Permanent Committee responded, she must seek repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that which has passed, because she did not ask the people of knowledge. Additionally, she must make up all the missed days and make expiation for each day missed by feeding a poor person half a sa' of barley, dates, rice, or any other food similar to this from the food of the people, if she is able to do so. However, if she is unable to feed the poor, then this is no longer required, and it will suffice that she make up the days missed only. And with Allah lies all success, and may Allah send prayers and salutations upon our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and upon his family and all of his companions.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawas asked, some years ago my wife did not fast for 14 days due to her menses. Afterwards she was able to fast for 7 days and she had 7 days left to make up. Now she is 6 months pregnant. I seek your advice. Is it sufficient to make an expiation for the remaining days she needs to make up?
The Permanent Committee responded, it is wajib or obligatory that your wife make up the days left from the Ramadan in which she did not fast due to her menses. If she delayed making up these days until the arrival of the next Ramadan without a valid Islamic reason, then she has to make up those days and make expiation for each of the days left by feeding a poor person for each day half a sa of dates or barley or any other food that is similar to this from the food of the people. However, if the delay was due to pregnancy or an illness, then there is nothing more required of her except making up the days missed. And with Allah lies all success, and may Allah send prayers and salutations upon our Prophet Muhammad, upon his family, and all of his companions.
Shaykh Ibn Fawzan has asked, a man was struck by a chronic illness, so the doctors advised him not to fast. He was cured of this illness after a period of 4 years. What should he do now that Allah has cured him? Should he make up for that which has passed?
The Shaykh responded, anyone who does not fast because of an illness, then after the illness has passed and he is able, it is obligatory for him to make those days up which he was unable to fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, fasting for a fixed number of days, but if any of you is ill or on a journey, the same number should be made up from other days. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 184. So the person who could not fast for 4 consecutive Ramadans because they were sick, then it is obligatory upon him to make up these days missed. However, it should be noted that the person does not have to fast all of the missed days consecutively. Rather, he should fast according to his ability, fasting some days and opening the fast on others until he relieves himself of the responsibility. It is not obligatory that he make up all of the days at once, since there is plenty of time for making up the fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, so keep your duty to Allah and fear Him as much as you can. Listen and obey and spend in charity. That is better for yourselves, and whosoever is saved from his own covetousness, then they are the successful ones. Surah At-Taghabun, verse number 16.
Shaykh Ibn Jibreel has asked, I had sexual intercourse with my wife during the day in Ramadan. I was not aware that it was the first day of Ramadan, and nor did many other people until after the Asr prayer. So do I now have to make an expiation?
The Shaykh responded, there is nothing required of you except to make up the fast that you missed, and there is no expiation to make. This is because you did not know that it was the first day of Ramadan, so you did not violate the sanctity of the day of Ramadan intentionally.
Shaykh Ibn Jibreel has asked, if a man had sexual intercourse with his wife during the day in Ramadan and died before he could make an expiation, is he therefore relieved of making an expiation?
The Shaykh responded, if a man had sexual intercourse with his wife during the day in Ramadan, then it is obligatory upon him to make expiation. Furthermore, if he died before making expiation, then he is still not relieved from it. Rather, one of his close relatives should use some of the money that he left as inheritance to make up the expiation on his behalf.
Shaykh Ibn Jibreel has asked, concerning the one who had anal sexual intercourse with his wife during the day in Ramadan, does he have to make an expiation?
The Shaykh responded, it is obligatory to make expiation for sexual intercourse during the day in Ramadan, whether it occurred in the vagina or in the anus. However, please note that anal sex is haram or impermissible in Islam, and this fatwa does not in any way imply its permissibility or acceptance.
Shaykh Ibn al-Thaymin has asked, what is the ruling concerning one who has died while still having had days to make up from Ramadan?
The Shaykh responded, if someone died while still having days to make up from Ramadan, then the one who is in charge of his affairs from amongst his close relatives or inheritors should fast in his behalf. This is mentioned in an authentic hadith narrated upon the authority of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, one who has died while having days to make up for Ramadan, then the one who is in charge of his affairs must fast on his behalf. Al-Hadith. However, if the one who is in charge of his affairs does not fast on his behalf, then he must feed a poor person for every day to be made up.
Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen has asked, if a Muslim fasted some days in Ramadan, then died, is it upon the one in charge of his affairs after his death to complete the rest of the days of Ramadan left on his behalf?
The Shaykh responded, no.
there is nothing upon the fasting person who died during Ramadan without having any days to make up from the past. Nor is it necessary for the one in charge of his affairs to complete the rest of the days of Ramadan left on his behalf, nor is it necessary for him to feed the needy on his behalf. This is because when one dies, his actions come to a standstill. The Prophet ﷺ said, if someone dies, his actions come to a standstill, except for three types of actions: continuous charity, or knowledge which he has benefited others with, or a righteous son who prays for him. Al-Hadith. So based upon this, if someone dies during the month of Ramadan without having any days to make up from the past, then there is no need to complete the rest of the days of Ramadan left on his behalf, nor is it necessary for him to feed the needy on behalf of the dead person. Even if he died in the middle of the day while fasting, do not fast that day on his behalf, nor feed the needy on his behalf.
Sheikh Abu Bukhain has asked, is continuity in fasting all the required days consecutively obligatory in making up the fast of Ramadan?
The Shaykh responded, it is not obligatory to fast all of the days consecutively when making up the fast of Ramadan.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawa was asked, a man used the miswak, i.e. the toothstick, whilst fasting and then assumed that this had broken his fast. So because of this, he began to eat and drink. So is it obligatory upon him to make up this fast and offer an expiation, or is it sufficient just to make up the fast?
The Permanent Committee responded, using the miswak or the toothstick does not break the fast. However, one who ate or drank during the day in Ramadan because he mistakenly assumed that using the miswak had already broken his fast, then it is obligatory upon him to make up this fast, repent to Allah, and seek forgiveness from Allah for what has come to pass. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him, and with Allah lies all success. And may Allah send prayers and salutations upon our Prophet Muhammad and upon his family and all of his companions.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawa was asked, if a person had one fast from Ramadan to make up, is it permissible for him to fast on a Friday to make up for this day?
The Permanent Committee responded, it is permissible for a Muslim to fast on a Friday if he is making up the fast from Ramadan. Even if he were to fast on Friday without fasting the day before it or the day after it.
Sheikh Ibn Jibreen has asked, is fasting the 6 days of Shawwal a must, such that the reward of the fast of Ramadan is incomplete until one follows it up with these 6 days?
The Sheikh responded, fasting the 6 days of Shawwal is a sunnah or recommended, but it is not obligatory. It has been mentioned in an authentic hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said, one who fasts Ramadan and follows it up with 6 days of fasting of Shawwal, it is as if he has fasted the whole year. Because of this hadith, the majority of the scholars have recommended it, but none of them say that it is obligatory. Rather, all of them say that it is only a sunnah. Anyone who wishes good, then they fast the 6 days of Shawwal, and anyone who wishes to leave him, it is permissible for them to do so. And it is permissible to fast them 1 year and leave off fasting them in another year. And there is no diminishing of any reward of the fast of Ramadan by leaving off the 6 days of Shawwal. And it is up to him to fast them either at the beginning of Shawwal or in the middle of the month or at its end. Wallahu a'lam.
The Permanent Committee for Islamic Research and Fatawa was asked, is fasting the 6 days of Shawwal obligatory after the month of Ramadan immediately after the day of Eid, or is it permissible to do so after Eid by a number of days in the month of Shawwal or not?
The Permanent Committee responded, it is not necessary for him to fast immediately after Eid al-Fitr. Rather, it is permissible to begin fasting immediately after Eid by a day, or to wait for a number of days after the Eid. And it is also permissible to fast the 6 days of Shawwal continuously or intermittently, according to that which is easy for him. And the issue is quite open in this matter, and fasting the 6 days of Shawwal is not obligatory, rather it is only sunnah. And with Allah lies all success, and may Allah send prayers and salutations upon our Prophet Muhammad, upon his family, and all of his companions.